From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia announced a plan to halt 5 years of war in Syria for the two countries also to cooperate in the fight against terror groups within Syria. After marathon negotiations with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, was there.
It creates a real window of opportunity, which all relevant actors in the region and beyond should seize to put the crisis in Syria on a different path and reduce the violence and the suffering of the Syrian people.
De Mistura said he would head to New York now to confer with UN Chief Ban Ki-moon and move forward toward renewed peace talks. Meantime, Foreign Minister Lavrov said he informed the Syrian government about the ceasefire arrangement, and Bashar al-Assad's government is ready to abide by them. UN Security Council strongly condemning North Korea's most recent nuclear test says it will start discussing new significant measures against Pyongyang. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the UN.
The council must use every tool at its disposal to change North Korea's calculus. We know that divisions on the council only embolden the DPRK to further provocation, so we must send a clear, united, and strong message that the international community will never accept a nuclear North Korea.
China responded to news of the test by saying it firmly opposed such actions by Pyongyang. Meantime, Beijing said China has started emergency measures to monitor radiation rates and environmental pollution. This is VOA News. Lengthy process to select a new UN chief has taken another step forward, with former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres reconfirming his status as front-runner leading a group of 10 candidates. In 2006, the current Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, was selected from a field of 7 candidates. The new chief will be replacing Mr. Ban on January the 1st. French authorities say they have dismantled a female terrorist group directed by the Islamic State that planned an imminent attack in France. Lisa Bryant reporting from Paris, the prosecutor, François Molins, says the terror cell was made up of 3 young women, ages 39, 23, and 19.
Police arrested them on Thursday night, about 30 kilometers from Paris. They include the driver of a car loaded with tanks of gas that was discovered during the weekend parked outside Notre-Dame Cathedral. Prosecutor Molins told reporters investigators found traces of diesel fuel on a blanket and a cigarette in the trunk. Had even one of the gas tanks caught fire, he said, the car would have been consumed by an explosion. French officials have been quoted in media reports as saying the 3 women, now under arrest, planned to attack the Gare de Lyon train station in Paris and another suburban station. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Prosecutor also said police found a document in the purse of one of the women pledging allegiance to the Islamic State and its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and proclaiming an attack on French soil. U.S. House of Representatives has passed legislation that would allow families of the victims of the September 11, 2001 terror attacks to sue the Saudi Arabian government for allegedly supporting terrorism. Ted Poe is a Republican Party representative from the state of Texas.
The legislation gives the victims' families access to the courts, to the rule of law. And we as a people should be more concerned about these victims of terror than we are about diplomatic niceties with other countries.
White House opposes the legislation because of concern it could weaken U.S. ties with Saudi Arabia, expose U.S. citizens overseas to legal risk, and open the door to lawsuits against the U.S. from foreign countries. A White House veto of the bill could be overridden. On Friday, U.S. stocks traded at the lowest level they have traded since June 27th, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down nearly 400 points. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.